Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode number 259 of the weekly Google Cloud Platform podcast. I'm Stephanie Wong here again, and today I am with Dale, who has been a guest on the podcast before, but this is your first time hosting, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm very excited to do it.
And you are our applied AI engineer, so you're the perfect host to talk about our topic today, which is
document AI, something that I spent a lot of time working on here at Google. I'm very excited that this just launched recently. It's a tool for using machine learning to understand and digitize documents and make them easy to work with and interpret.
And who are we talking to? I know we have two folks on today who have worked pretty closely with it.
Yeah, so Anu is also an applied AI engineer. She's a specialist in document AI. And we also have Sudhira, who's the PM for the product.
Sweet. I know you've mentioned this before in some of your posts, but data is more valuable than the paper it's on, right? And I remember you mentioning that paper is an API every organization understands forever, which I think is a really creative way of thinking about it. So clearly documents aren't going away anytime soon. So I know this conversation, we're going to hear how to extract it and find value out of it. But before we go into that, let's go ahead and go into the cool things of the week. All right, so my cool thing of the week is this handy new Google Cloud, AWS, and Azure product map. I wrote up a blog post and created a video about it, but one of our colleagues, Tom, actually created this guide that essentially allows you to compare different products from Google Cloud to AWS and Azure. I mean, if you think about it, any craftsman will tell you that choosing the right tool for the job is essential for getting the job done right. So that's why we published this new map showcasing these similar offerings. You can easily filter the list by product name or other common keywords. And our hope is that this table can make it easier for you to quickly find similar products from each provider. And then you can decide which product makes the most sense for your landscape and can best match your skills or goals.
That sounds very useful. I'll share something I saw really neat on the Google Cloud blog this week. An awesome new application of machine learning for data centers. Two things we both care very much about, machine learning and data centers. So Ken used machine learning to predict when a hard disk in a data center will fail. So this was a work between Google Cloud and Seagate, who's the manufacturer of the hard disk that we use in our data centers. And they built a model to predict the probability that a disk would fail repeatedly, which is, you know, a great savings in both time and money for the people that maintain these sort of tricky hard disks.
Yeah. I mean, machine learning and data centers are pride and joy. We've been using ML in our data centers for quite some time as related to the efficiency of our hardware and to help out with, you know, our sustainability efforts. But it's great to see that this is being applied for predictive ML in this case for hardware failures. And I think, again, that still supports a lot of things, even in sustainability too.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like data centers are kind of like a cool little playground with sort of tough problems with energy conservation and all this stuff. So it's a great machine learning environment.
Yeah, lots of contextual knowledge around a lot of these things. So it's a huge problem to try to solve. But yeah, let's talk about document AI. We're going to go into the conversation right now with Sudhira and Anu. Hey, Anu. Hey, Sudhira. Thanks so much for joining the podcast. Do you mind starting off by telling us about yourself and what you do here at Google?
I'm Sudhira, and I lead the Document AI product suite at Google Cloud. So that includes the Doc AI platforms, the solutions, and language AI technologies like NLP.
So my name is Anu. I am an applied AI engineer, just like Dale. So we really work on understanding the AI platform on Google Cloud and creating content to help people use our services, integrate it with their apps and services, and take that feedback and grow these products over time.
Sweet. So today we are talking specifically about document artificial intelligence. So when we're talking about documents, what sort of docs are we talking about?
Almost every business process in the world begins, includes, or ends with a document, right? So you can think of documents like contracts, invoices, pay stubs, bank statements, receipts, and the list goes on. So there's so many different types of forms like W-2s, W-4s, and obviously they're all different for each employer when you think about things like pay stubs. So document AI deals with all sorts of documents.
As someone who just did their taxes, I have a lot of experience with this.
We all do.
And I wonder, how do businesses currently deal with that barrage of documents?
The current processes that are out there today are quite time consuming. They're error prone. It's surprised by how manual the processes are. I can give an example in the mortgage industry, for instance. Every single mortgage packet includes around 350 different documents, and the document types can be around 1,000 different types. And this mortgage packet changes multiple hands, sometimes across 10 different business units within the same company. And within each business unit, there is sometimes a human doing manual data entry or doing stare and compare jobs, reading these documents and entering those values into a database. So this kind of information that's stored within documents is not easily available in databases. And most of the data lives in documents. So I think that's how the businesses are dealing with documents, especially when it comes to unstructured data. The tools are very nascent, I would say.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like at Google, at least, we haven't used that much paper in the last several years. But I know that a lot of companies are still heavily based on documents, and some are required to legally, you know, a lot of law firms. So why would it be good to parse these documents, and what can you extract out of doing that?
So in terms of understanding the information within these documents, sometimes it's a matter of business need. You're probably just scraping the surface in terms of the information probably a customer is sending in terms of feedback. That's unstructured. And a lot of this unstructured data is left untapped. 80% of enterprise data is still unstructured. So understanding, for instance, unstructured customer feedback coming in can help a business make more informed decisions and not just rely on some of the metadata that's available and sitting within databases. So you're just working on 20% of your data versus 100% of the data that's available to your business. So that's the untapped opportunity that we're looking at.
Yeah, I'll talk about the developer perspective. You know, as developers, it's easy to grab structured data in a database that's already in the correct format. But as we've set the stage for the problem, that's not always the case for all the different pieces of data that you might need to, you know, efficiently run your business, make a great app. So this is where Document AI comes in to try to help solve this problem. You know, maybe I need to put some data in a spreadsheet. Maybe I need to write a report. Maybe I need to, you know, share this with my colleagues. That's fine for, you know, pieces of text, you know, getting real developer, you know, XML, JSON, things that we're used to seeing, but not so much when it comes to images or PDFs.
Yeah, it's funny because Anu, you and I build a lot of projects with machine learning all day, and I feel like 90% of them can be put into this bucket of you're taking some annoying, cumbersome data type like a video or audio or like a PDF and using machine learning to somehow make it a less annoying data type like a row in a database.
I feel like a lot of our demos are, let's take some unstructured data, structure it, and then we're going to put it into BigQuery so we can play with it.
Yeah, that knocks off a lot of them. So, okay, tell me about Document AI then.
In a nutshell, Document AI converts unstructured documents into structured data. So the latest releases of the Document AI platform, Lending.doc AI and Procurement.doc AI, is built on decades of AI innovation at Google. So these essentially bring powerful and useful solution to various doc AI challenges, the document processing challenges that I just talked about. Under the hood, these are based on industry-leading technologies within Google, like computer vision, natural language that creates pre-trained models for high-volume documents. So some of those processes like mortgage processing and invoice processing. It's also built on other industry-leading technologies like Google Knowledge Graph to validate and enhance the fields and entities that you extract within these documents. You can also bring your own training data to train your own custom models. So think about patent parsers or contract parsers. And then there's also inbuilt human in the loop, so human interaction with the AI to ensure that the accuracy is what it needs to be. The uber goal here for Document AI is to enable businesses to gain operational efficiency and reduce manual stare and compare jobs. To give you the procurement example, for instance, essentially there's a huge increase in productivity when Procurement.doc AI is used to parse receipts and invoices with Knowledge Graph built in, where we are able to understand a receipt sometimes even better than a human because we can cross-reference a certain address within a receipt and tell with more certainty that this is, for instance, Angelina Paris as a restaurant, when a human can't even look at a crumpled receipt and read it.
Should we start from the top of what is Document AI?
Well, in a nutshell, Document AI converts unstructured content, unstructured documents, into structured data. And the latest releases of the Document AI platform, LendingDoc AI, the Procurement Doc AI solutions are built on decades of AI innovation at Google. So these bring powerful and useful solutions to all the challenges about document processing that I talked about. Under the hood are these industry-leading Google technologies like computer vision, natural language that creates pre-trained models for high-value and high-volume documents, Google Knowledge Graph to validate and enhance all the entities and fields of interest within these documents. You're also getting a training and creation platform that enables you to bring your own training data and create custom document models for documents like contracts and patents. So many businesses have very, very custom documents that are sometimes very unique to their own company. So even those kind of documents can be parsed using Document AI and the custom document models. And finally, we also have a human in the loop integration, so that enables human interaction with the AI to ensure that the accuracy is where it needs to be.
You just mentioned a ton of different things in Document AI. It sounds really packed with features, but one of the ones that I wanted to ask you about, because it's so interesting, is you mentioned Knowledge Graph. So in Google, you know, everybody thinks of the Knowledge Graph as Google's sort of internal representation of the web, the understanding of what's a business, who's a person, what's the relationship between addresses and business and all this sort of stuff. It's, you know, recently become connected to Document AI. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, let's actually start by, you know, first defining what a knowledge graph is. So it's a sort of network representation of interlinked descriptions of entities. These entities could be objects, events, situations, just sort of these nebulous abstract concepts that when you search, they actually have value to me and you. It's not just words. We have this phrase that we like to use a lot called things, not strings. So think of this as like a single repo, not like a structured database, but a collection of information with that value from all different sorts of places, you know, maps, Wikipedia, that sort of thing. So the Google Knowledge Graph, this is a service that actually powers the understanding of search for, like you said, people, places, and things. We've actually directly integrated that into Document AI.
Yeah. So like when I do a Google search, I know, and I'm like, who's Richard Feynman? Like Knowledge Graph says, oh, I know that person, like gives me a bunch of info in Google search. Like, how is that useful in a document processing pipeline?
I'm glad you asked. I just found a fun demo receipt that I've been using lately. So we have this receipt. It's from Office Max. So it has the giant Office Max logo up at the top, but it only shows the city that this receipt is from. So Los Gatos, CA. And if I'm integrating this into, like Sudhir mentioned, like a procurement workflow, I'm going to need the exact address. Or, you know, really, what if I'm just making an expense report? Document AI via Knowledge Graph will automatically return me the full address because it knows where that Office Max is based on the logo and the location. It knows that it's located in a certain address in downtown Los Gatos. So that is really helpful because that could remove, you know, some sort of manual step that might slow down the process or save me one other API integration call in my system.
So it sort of augments the data that's found on the actual document.
Enhancing, enriching.
We love that word. So I'm imagining that it's actually leveraging a lot of the years of progress that we've made in the knowledge graph area that we use for Google search. All of this extraneous information that's connected to these labels and these locations, whatever it can parse from a document.
Yeah, not only knowledge graph, but all the technologies Sudhir just mentioned, like vision and natural language, we're utilizing the models that have been built over the years and then, you know, bundling it into this pipeline that you can utilize to really, you know, speed up your business.
All right, so knowledge graph sounds super cool integrated with Doc AI, but what's the rest of the developer experience like?
Yeah. So Document AI actually is a whole platform itself. So we have a platform where you can go in and create these different types of processors. We have some tooling if you're just using a generic form type. If you just want to use the OCR models that are trained specifically on forms, that's available. But then we also have these specialized models for different business form types. So like we have a model for W-2s over the years that track, you know, the different changes year after year. Same with high variance doc types. So by that, I mean, invoices could look radically different between business to business. By using the platform, you get to create instances of these processors that utilize these models. So we do that in the platform. You can also use some of the tooling that comes with it. So we have like split and classify for large document packets. We also have AI to tell you, when I say classify, if you have a multi-form packet, it will actually know where the individual form types start and stop. So, you know, maybe you have a packet where, you know, the first four documents are your payslips, and then the next one is some tax form. You can get back that information in your code so then you can start using it in the appropriate places.
It sounds to me that there are some common forms that you just get a processor for right out of the box, like maybe a W-2 or W-4, but then there's like maybe a spectrum of customization. So if I have this like totally custom form, there's also some way of me processing that. Is that right?
Yeah. If you go into the platform, you can actually see all of the different custom forms and all the tooling. I kind of like to think of it as like a Lego kit for how to actually utilize this for the documents that you're already using. You have all these different pieces that you can work together to, you know, make a tight pipeline to process this.
Yeah, that's great that it includes customizations for common form types as well as any individualized ones that most companies probably have. But let's dive into some customer examples or use cases. Can you cover some that you've seen already?
Sure. Let me tell you about Workday. Essentially, scaling a business that sorts through millions of documents daily across a global operation is a really tall order. And Workday has more than 3,400 core financial management customers. And it offers a solution called the Workday Expenses Solution to provide a frictionless reporting experience for their customers. So here's how they did it using the Google Cloud's Procurement.ai. So this is a frictionless expense reporting experience, right? So Workday leverages Google Cloud's PDAI or Procurement.ai solution to automate the processing of invoices and receipts with multi-language support as a key component. So when an expense receipt is scanned, PDAI kicks in and we are able to essentially convert that receipt into structured data. So this kind of a partnership delivers a data capture at scale and it enables Workday customers to gain deeper insights such as fraud detection. And it also enables Workday to find new opportunities to keep their businesses moving forward.
That's pretty neat. It must be interesting to suddenly have that data available to do all these maybe analyses they couldn't do before, like the fraud detection bit.
Yes, yes. And it's not just that. So expanding the languages to include like French, German, Spanish enables Workday to extend the reach of their solution to serve more customers around the world. So it offers higher data accuracy in the data extraction, an F1 score of over 85% for receipts. It enables a higher level of satisfaction. This is one example how Workday is using Procurement.ai. In addition to this, I can give you another example for the mortgage space. Mr. Cooper recently announced a joint partnership along with Google Cloud. So they have been using the Document AI platform to train over 100 mortgage labels. So throughout their mortgage servicing experience, the mortgage packets are split and classified, and we're able to tell with very high accuracy what is a tax statement, what's an invoice, and what is all of these bank statements and pay stubs, some of these high variance documents types that are very difficult to parse. So that's another example of how in a servicing or a mortgage servicing use case, Document AI platform is enabling transformation.
I'm really glad you brought up Translate. Dale and I were actually just talking about Translate yesterday. You might have used Google Translate, you know, on your browser or your mobile phone, and you know it supports a lot of different languages. That's another component that feeds in Doc.ai, so you can really use this for a global scale.
Anu, you might also want to talk about AODocs. That's another cool example, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about AODocs. So they just released a workspace add-on. So add-ons in Workspace, formerly G Suite, allow you to directly integrate your app into, you know, Gmail or Drive or Sheets. Most Workspace add-ons are actually written in AppScript, which is one of my sort of prototype go-tos. It's a variation of JavaScript, but because it's so tightly integrated with Workspace, you can do things like create a menu item in Google Sheets. So it really brings that technology to where you already are doing your work. That one you can find in the Google Marketplace.
That's awesome. I'm seeing a huge proliferation of Workspace integration with our various ecosystem products like Apigee, AppSheet, this AODocs as well. So it's exciting to see that all tightly integrated. If people wanted to go and learn more about this, they wanted to dive in and try Document AI out, where can people go?
Yeah. So definitely head over to our documentation to get started. We have quick starts in several different languages, Python, JavaScript, Java. We've also written some code labs that will actually go step by step and show you, you know, exactly what to type, exactly what to click on in the platform. In the platform, you can actually test sample docs and it'll visually show you what data it's parsing out. And you can even see some of the layout information you also get back from Doc AI. We also have some workshops that we've recently aired since the launch a couple of weeks ago, also linked in our documentation. So just search Google Cloud Document AI, and then I'm sure it'll take you there.
Nice. Well, we'll definitely include all of those links for everyone to go check out those resources in the show notes. But before we wrap up, is there anything else that you wanted to share with the audience?
Of course. At Google, our need to understand the content of the web has given us unparalleled capabilities in extracting structured data from unstructured sources, right? Our mission statement is organizing the world's information and making it universally accessible and useful. And through Document AI, we've started to bring this technology suite to some of the largest enterprise content problems in the world.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. I'm excited to see where this goes and for everybody to go check out Document AI. Thanks again, Sudhira and Anu, and hope to have you on again soon.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Yeah. So knowledge graphs are something that I've been hearing more and more about. I actually had somebody on LinkedIn reach out to me about knowledge graphs, wondering what we had in the space for Google Cloud. And I was curious about it because I assume that we probably had an enormous knowledge graph built to power search, which seems to be the case. It's how you're able to get very relevant results using contextual information, like around people, places, and time zones, et cetera. So to me, this is really exciting to see it being applied to Document AI and expanding it for other people to use in the context of their businesses and their domains.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think like with machine learning, a lot of times you're trying to collect data to solve this particular task. But then it's like what really makes an application powerful is when, you know, you take a document and you combine it with some knowledge of the world. And it's really hard to come up with like a really good understanding of all of the different entities, people, places, businesses in the world. So the integration with the Google Knowledge Graph is a definite value add.
Yeah, and it just also makes me think about the amount of data that exists in the world that's untouched because of documents, right?
For sure. It's kind of exciting. You think about like, now that we're better at using computers to process documents, maybe we can take a stab of those like archives or old books, journal papers, like research papers that are published but just never made searchable. Like what kind of patterns will we find?
This would have been really useful back in the day when I was in college because I actually did a minor called Digital Humanities, which was new back then. But I was studying old historical documents, a lot of various artifacts. I think one of the topics I looked at was Holocaust survivors and their previous memoirs and documents, anything related to their lives during that time. So we were actually creating repositories manually and inputting metadata around each artifact. So if we had this, I think it would have been hugely useful. But I can only imagine that the students in the area are having a much easier time now because of these existing APIs and the knowledge graphs that we're able to externalize.
Yeah, totally agree.
Awesome. Well, I know we have more exciting things happening around AI in the space because I know I.O. is during this week, right? What are you working on?
Well, mostly I've been spending all of my time getting it hyped for Google I.O. This year in particular is like a big year for new machine learning Google Cloud stuff. So make sure you pay attention. I can't wait to talk more about that. And just trying to round up my sort of best practices and ideas of building things with machine learning for a session I'm giving at Google I.O.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard you've done a couple sessions or maybe some demo derbies. You've done a lot of work in the area over the last year, including projects where you were turning PDFs into audiobooks and creating a video archive for Father's Day. So a lot of creative work that you've done. So I think it'll be great to give people a sneak peek and look behind the scenes on how you created all of that using Google AI. Yeah. And if everyone is interested in registering for I.O., it is next week. So definitely take a look at that. It's free and available for everyone virtually, May 18th to the 21st. And I'll probably be doing some live tweeting or reviewing of it while the keynotes are playing. So definitely connect with me online and we'll include all the links in the show notes. But if that's all the time we have, then I will see everyone next week. And thanks for joining, Dale.
Yep. See y'all.
Bye, everybody.